Let me show you how you can create an additional $292,000 worth of value on your next self-storage acquisition. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the on-demand self-storage boot camp that I offer, which is the premier training that will take you from wherever you are now all the way to putting your first or your next self-storage facility into service. All the forms we use, workbook that has the forms that we use in the step-by-step four-phase process of putting your next self-storage facility into service, even in today's kind of wacky environment. But today I want to talk to you about a way to create some what could be very significant value on your next self-storage acquisition. And what I'm talking about is tenant insurance. Now hold on a minute. I know what you're saying. Tenant insurance is already in the offering memorandums I look at. Or you may be saying that tenant insurance doesn't work in our market. No one has it. Wherever you are on the spectrum of tenant insurance, I invite you to just suspend that for a second and let's talk about how to create some real additional value for yourself and your next self-storage facility. So let's start with the do's and the don'ts around how to figure out tenant insurance. So let's start with the don'ts first. Don't use the numbers in the offering memorandums. Now, if there's historical numbers of what they have done in the past, which you see in a few, but not very many, if those numbers are there, then kind of build on those a little bit, but don't use the numbers in the offering memorandum. Don't assume, if you decide to do tenant insurance, every unit's going to have tenant insurance. You know, we average over 90% now on our projects, but I don't calculate it that way when I'm looking at additional income. I'll show you in a little bit how we figure out how we project what our tenant insurance number is going to be. Let's talk about some do's. Do make tenant insurance, or at least having your goods that you store in a self-storage facility insured. Here's the thing. Our insurance, your insurance, will not cover the goods of people who are storing stuff in your building. If your roof leaks, your insurance does not cover their goods. Now, I know that's in your lease, but most tenants really don't get it. Even though they initial next to that box, they don't get it. Make some type of tenant insurance program mandatory for your facility. Now, let me explain how we do it in our little company. Now, it took me years to get over my fear, yes, I'll use that word, fear of having tenant insurance. I will share with you all the, some of the excuses I made up in my mind about why we don't need tenant insurance. First of all, I said, well, it's our competitive advantage. The REITs are making people use tenant insurance. I won't do that, and I'll be able to get all the customers who don't want to pay tenant insurance. Big mistake. When I finally put on my big boy clothes and summoned the courage to make tenant insurance, or at least having your goods, if you store with us, insured, within 3 months, one quarter, I was saying, why in the heck didn't I do this years earlier? So that was about 4 or 5 years ago. Since then, there is not a project, not a market that we don't make tenant insurance mandatory. Now, how we do it is we say your goods need to be insured. Our insurance doesn't cover it. Now, you don't want to have, we're going to put tenant insurance on your unit because we want your goods insured. If it's worth storing, it's worth insuring. If somebody doesn't want it, we let them go. odds are they're going to be a problem, or they're a problem in the making. And I'll let my competitors have them. I want tenants who want to insure their goods. Now, they'll say my homeowner's insurance covers it. Well, that very well may be true. First of all, if there's a claim here, if we have a weather event and you have to make a claim on your storage facility, believe me, you don't want to have that on your homeowner's insurance, because your home insurance on your home is going to go up for, you know, 4, 5, 6 years because of a claim you made on a self-storage facility. There are very few win-wins in life, I tell people, but tenant insurance is one of them. Now, when we first started using tenant insurance, our first provider was Bader, and I constantly quote a story that I heard early on when we decided to use tenant insurance. When Katrina hit in New Orleans, within a week, Bader was down there setting up card tables, cutting checks to the tenants who had tenant insurance. The ones that didn't have tenant insurance spent years fighting with their insurance company on some kind of claim. Tenant insurance is the way to go. It is not a hard sell. When we take over a facility, we implement tenant insurance. If you don't want to pay it, then you can leave. Or provide me proof that you're going to use your homeowner's insurance. Give me a declaration page from your homeowner's insurance, and we'll pull that fee off your monthly bill. Otherwise, you're paying it, because if you're storing with us, your goods are insured. Now, I know you may be saying, well, I'm in a rural market and no one else is doing that. To you, I say, good. Be the leader. Be the first. Make tenant insurance mandatory, or at least start experimenting with it. Put it on new unit. Do something. Start selling tenant insurance. When there is a claim, if there's a weather event, which there's going to be more and more of them, as we have weather events and people are at break-ins and people are making claims, all of a sudden it's the owner. You're now on the tenant side of the table advocating for them, and they're not coming at you because they have tenant insurance. Somebody doesn't want it, let them go, replace them with a customer who will pay for it, and you've got a better customer. Now, let me show you how at least I calculate tenant insurance. I never use the number that's in the offering memorandum, unless it's an historical number, and then I kind of use it to compare against what my calculations are. I'm going to assume that 80%, now in reality, 90% do, but I'm going to assume 80% of my units are going to use tenant insurance that I sell them, 20% are going to use their homeowner's insurance. So what I do is I count the number of units up. The minimum number, the minimum commission that we make when we got started. Now, as our company grew, our commission grew, and we've gone through a number of different tenant insurance companies. And once you get to a certain size, you can really command a higher commission rate. But the minimum number we made was $5 per unit per month. So let's take a fictitious 365 unit self-storage facility. So here's the math. At 80%, 292 units are going to pay tenant insurance. 292 times $5 a month equals $1,460 a month. Can you use an additional $1,460 a month? I sure can. $1,460 a month times 12 months equals $17,520 additional income to the facility. Can you use an additional $17,000+ to your facility a year? I sure can. Now, if you take the $17,530, let's just use a 6 cap. So you take that number, divide it by 0.06, that equals $292,000. That's how much additional value is created by having a tenant insurance program on a fictitious 365-unit self-storage facility. And that's only at 80% penetration. That's a very conservative number. Odds are your value's gone up over $300,000 on that size project on the minimum commission rate that you're going to be making. So the self-storage business is maturing. And as small business owners, we need to mature with it. If you're in a market where there's REITs or big players, they've got their own tenant insurance program. I mean, they self-insure and sell it. If you have some of the REITs managing for you, they make everybody get tenant insurance and they keep all those proceeds. If you're in a small market, be a leader. Implement, experiment, start putting a tenant insurance program into place. Be the leader in your market area. The business is maturing, we mature with it. Between pricing strategies, tenant insurance programs, there is a lot of value in cash that many small business owners are just leaving on the table for larger owners who buy their facilities to implement and benefit and get that cash. Don't be that small business owner. So if you're not doing a tenant insurance program, do yourself a favor and start. Do your customers a favor and start. Put on your big boy clothes and go to it. Thank you for letting me share how you can find an additional $292,000 or more in a 365-unit storage complex if that's the size on your next purchase. So thank you very much. I look forward to being with you next week. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer. And we always plug in under additional income, tenant insurance. So thank you. I look forward to being with you next week, and I'll see you then.